חג שמח, אברבני. לג שמח. טוב. We still have a few moments in Lag BaOmer. Take advantage. We're going to continue learning Zohar. Still have to work on our midot. Bezal Hashem, tonight we're going to be counting Yesod Sheba Yechesed. Yesod Sheba Hod. Sorry. So today the whole day was Hod Sheba Hod. We went through it yesterday. But today we're going to continue with the... You can move it. It's fine. We mentioned that the whole week, of Hod is, we have three ways of looking at it. The first one, of course, Hod is glory. But the two other ways of looking at it is that Hod can be Hoda'ah, to admit. We talked about it a lot, about the power of admitting. But there's also another level of Hod, which is Hodaya, which is thanking. And most people don't know how to say thank you. People think everything, they just deserve it. And most people don't know that the secret to any type of a successful relationship is by starting with the fact of thanking. This is the foundation of any type of relationship. In a relationship, one feels ungrateful, or being used, or that what they do is not enough, the right away it will cause different types of frictions. People need to feel that they're appreciated, people need to be thanked, and especially if they do something for you. And even if they don't do much, but we need to know how to apply this power of thanking. Now, Hod, I have mentioned already, the koach of the nefesh, the power of the nefesh of Hod, is to thank, is to know how to thank. We thank Hashem all the time. You wake up in the morning, you say Modi Ani. And half of our prayers is thanking to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most people, you ask them, how are they? You tell them, Baruch Hashem. What's Baruch Hashem? I'm thanking Hashem. And in Israel, in English, it is not so common. In Israel, it's more common. People answer, Toda Lakel. Toda. Even people, you know what's amazing? The people who are not observant, they say that. They just say the name, Kel. But they say, Toda. This is there was a certain individual who came, was in our community a little bit, and he left, they moved somewhere else, they made Aliyah. And in the beginning, they tried out Tzfat, didn't work out for them, he got a job somewhere else, so they moved. But nevertheless, the first few months, he was just overstunned. He was like, I can't believe it, you go into like a cab, you see like a guy, doesn't even wear a yarmulke, you ask him, how are you? Baruch Hashem, Hashem is amazing. I was like, they're not even observant. So he couldn't understand that everywhere he goes, even the ones who seem that they're not connected to Hashem, they still give thanks to Hashem. So we have a power in our nefesh, and this is to thank. You can't use people, you can't use situations, you can't take things for granted. You know, we feel it unfortunately on our skin a lot. And Baruch Hashem, we open our doors here to many people. Half the people, like as if I owed anybody something. They're like, and I'm not doing it to get a thanks. But it's a minimum of the minimum. You come here, you eat here, you sleep here, you benefit from the place day and night. I'm not expecting anything and definitely not money. Thank you. Once a month, come and say thank you. I appreciate that you do this and that. And again, I'm it's not that I'm now hinting at or anything. I'm just saying that a lot of people, they just feel that, I deserve the world. Now, if they do that with one, they do it with everybody. It's a personality. Personality knows how if you have that in your personality, you're just appreciative. Somebody does something for you, big or small, you appreciate that. Now, so today, we're concentrating on the yesod of the Hod. Today, I mean, again, not to make it sound confusing. Hod, again, can be glory, can be admitting, and can be thanking. There's many ways the Torah is very dynamic. When we're concentrating on the power of thanking, then we just mentioned exactly the idea of thanking. But today is the yesod of the thanking, the base, the foundation. This is the yesod. Now, the yesod of the hod is the power in the nefesh to be able to say thank you. Because saying thank you is a little bit above your nature. Because you don't thank people all day long. And unfortunately, there's some type of a negative component in us that thinks that I don't need to thank you. So that's why the yesod of the hod is the power to arouse in me the desire to even thank you. But there's a thank you, and there's a real thank you. In Hebrew, it's called mikerev lev, from the depth of your heart. And it's actually a way of people expressing themselves in Hebrew. In Hebrew, you would say, ani modeh lecha mikerev lev. From the depth of my heart, I really thank you. I see you went out of your way. I see you really did something for me. So to thank somebody, just to say thank you, you sit in a restaurant, the waiter gives you their food, you say thank you, okay? But it's just it just spits out of your mouth. Most people don't know how to really thank another person, and it doesn't cost anything, it's free. Certain things that are free, and we don't use them often. We don't smile to people. We don't have what's called sever panim yafot, that I just, sometimes it's just putting on a little positive face for the person to feel comfortable around you. And needless to say, is to thank a person from the bottom of your heart. Now, Bechlal, the idea of thank you, there's the link of connecting two things together, especially two hearts. And we mentioned that numerous times, how a big dominating part of our life is our relationships. I have relationships, first of all, with my parents, and then with my siblings, and then with my wife, and then with my kids, and then with my boss, and my coworkers, and neighbors, and congregants, and so forth. There's constantly around me relationships. Some people, they're parv. They're good with everybody. They're just a certain individual. Some people are like that. They're just, everybody likes them. They like everybody. Some people are to the extreme to the good side, and some people are extreme to the next side. But nevertheless, we are, our entire existence is evolving around relationships. And nobody wants to like to have relationships that are not good. Who wants to have a relationship that are not good? You're running away from relationships that are not good. Nevertheless, the act of thanking is the link to connect two hearts. And what does it do? It does an action, a certain pula, and the action is that it's fruitful. You can do an action that doesn't benefit anything. And sometimes you can do an action that will bring a result. It will be fruitful. It will birth something. So the action of thanks, of being appreciative, this is a type of an action that will be fruitful. In a positive of way, of course. Now, the power to get connected with the right with people, but the right way. I can connect with anybody. It doesn't mean it's going to be the right way. So I can be connected to an individual in a relationship, but all day long would be arguments, disagreements, mistrust, and so forth. I want that the relationship is going to be in a healthy way, in the right way. And again, the foundation of that is the power of that, is know how to thank another person. Thank you. And needless to say,
yes,
that
you're welcome. Thank you for being thankful.
See, that was a real thank you. Thank you. So, see, he wanted to test my thanks. Baruch, thank you. I will cherish this water for the rest of the night. So. I will take a picture and put it in my album. Me and the water. What is that water? Baruch brought it to me on Lag BaOmer. Tov, with all the jokes. thanking, it produces something positive. The term in Hebrew is molida perot, that it's producing something, producing fruit. Now, practically, again, we like being practical here. Then there is a term, I never found a good word to it in English. There is a term in Hebrew, it's called hakarat hatov, that you acknowledge the good of somebody else. Google, for whatever reason, writes it as thankfulness. It's not such a thing. I mean, if Google says it must be. But nevertheless, I asked a few people, told me there's no such a word. I never heard of such a word. And some said appreciative. It's not thankfulness and it's not appreciative. It's acknowledging the kindness and the good of somebody else. It's called hakarat hatov. Now, what do you do with that? That's a whole different ballgame. But practically, that's what I need to work on. is developing the power, and or not necessarily developing, but more polishing it and exposing it, is the acknowledgement of the good that other people do to me. And of course, needless to say, after that has to come some type of a note of appreciation. And the opposite of hakarat tov, in Hebrew it's called kfui tova, is the tova, is something positive or good that comes to my direction, and kfui is that I totally disregard it. And again, another term in Hebrew that I couldn't find a good word in English. You have a good one in English?
The word fui?
No, not fui, kfui tova, with a kaf. Kafui. Kafui is like, it's like, pushes it off. And like, fui, yeah. And again, another word that I couldn't find in English. But nevertheless, the opposite of hakarat tov is kfui tova. That I...
Ingrateful? It's called
ingrate.
Ingrate?
But nevertheless, most people, bemet, not to chas v'shalom hurt anybody's feelings, most people are kfui tova. They think like the world owes them any something, and most people are not, they don't know how to really acknowledge the good of other people. They don't have a karat atov. Oh, of course he has to help me. Of course they owe me. They don't owe you anything. So, and it starts, by the way, between me and Hashem. People think that Hashem owes me something. Hashem doesn't owe me anything. I have to constantly thank Hashem for the abundance that He's giving me. Hashem doesn't owe me anything. The fact that I exist, it's already a big bonus. And that's the thing. You know, we wake up in the morning, what do you say? Modani. I guarantee to you that 99% of the people in the world, they say the speed of light. They don't even want to... And I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning, sits on the bed, thinks for about 3 seconds, wow, Hashem, unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you, Hashem. Who wakes up? It was once. I said 99%.
Still. There's one Hasidic Rebbe who meditated on that until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then, that's a problem. Then he prays Shacharit at 3 in the afternoon. That's already a problem. But nevertheless, again, not to hurt anybody's feelings, is to awaken the knowledge in us. If you think about it, most people don't wake up and they're really thankful to Hashem. You know when you really are thankful to Hashem? When Hashem takes something away from you, and then you experience the loss or the lack of it, and then you appreciate what Hashem gives you. So, you know, it's close to almost a year, if you remember, that I fell down the stairs and I hurt my back. And for 5 days, I was flat on the back, on the bed. I couldn't move. Forget about it. I couldn't move. Every movement was painful. After 5 days of being glued to the bed and you can't even breathe from pain, then you become thankful for every step that you make. You take a step, thank you. Another step, thank you. Another step, thank you. So the point is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu every now and then will take something, so you will feel, oh, wait a minute, I'm lacking it. So we got to develop in us this power of acknowledgement of the good that people do to me, because a lot of it does, I don't even deserve it. I'm not expecting much of kids. Kids don't really thank their parents. Some kids do. Sometimes I have one kid, unbelievable. He genuinely comes and he thanks me. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing that. It's so special to see it. He's a little kid. Genuinely, he appreciates what he gets. Now, of course, this always works both ways. If you give it from your heart, then you also arouse the thanking coming from the heart. But if you give it like this, then most likely also the thanking will be in the same level. Either way you're looking at it, this is the yesod, the foundation of hod, is that the foundation of everything is the most important. If the foundation is not strong, the structure will not be strong. So our life has to be evolving around appreciating other people's actions. First of all, that I'm not, no need to even say, we're appreciating Hashem. And really, really thanking the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you say Modeh Ani, say it with all your heart. Yes, so take 10 minutes out of your busy morning to think, to ponder for 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 20 seconds. Wait a minute, I just woke up. Make a survey. I guarantee to you, you're going to find out that thousands of people every day don't wake up. In some of the cases, it's tragic. I have a relative, a 19-year-old boy, just didn't wake up. Mom goes to wake him up. Boy, he's dead. So when it happens to a 90-year-old, you're happy. Baruch Hashem, they left the world with no pain. But you know many people who don't wake up in the morning. So we have to constantly appreciate the whatever Hashem gives us and really appreciate it. Needless to say, that it has to be done also between me and any other person. Though you can't take things for granted. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody needs to do anything for you. And even if they do, it doesn't mean that you have to take advantage of that. It doesn't mean that you don't have to be appreciative. And sometimes all it takes is a thank you. And imagine how many times your wife is preparing a dinner for 2 hours. All you say, thank you for the nice meal. It tastes good. I appreciate your hard work. I appreciate the fact that you were standing now 2 hours on your feet. And many other cases, I'm just giving one example out of many. So practically saying, I need to constantly have the awareness in my mind is to be thankful and to say something about it. Baruch gives you water, just say thank you. Say the bad thing, or think of the actions that people do to you. Even if you take once a day time to think and to summarize, what do people do to me? He helped me, that person helped me. And to be appreciative, because A, that's the right thing to do. B, that's how you really build healthy relationships. Nobody will stand you if you're going to be a user and ungrateful. And people don't like that. And needless to say, we live in a society that we need each other. And that's how it is. One day you don't, one day you do. You don't know when you're going to need somebody. Not that you need to be thankful because one day you're going to need somebody. It's just the right thing to do. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us. It's just to be thankful and to be appreciative. And needless to say, not to be a kfui tova, not to be so ungrateful for anything and to take it for granted that people owe me anything. And the most important thing is to focus is on the little things, not on big things. Something small. Somebody did something small for you. You have to show this appreciation. First of all, acknowledge the good. Develop in you the appreciation and then show the appreciation. Nothing hurts if you say thank you once a month. I mean, once a day would be much better. But nevertheless, it's not only the words, it's also the actions, it's also the energy that comes with it. And you know, anything that comes from the heart goes into the heart. And the thanks has to be coming from a deep place. And needless to say that this is the foundation, the yesod, of all the relationships that we have. And Bezal Hashem, this can be the start of many good relationships, healthy relationships. So needless to say, when I know how to practice it between me and another person, lat, the right way, slowly, slowly, it will grow to have it between me and Hashem. Because Hashem doesn't owe me anything. He can just take me like that. I'm nothing for Him. I mean, there's many other people that are doing mitzvot. There are many other people that are learning Torah. One less, one more, it doesn't make any difference. I have to constantly have the deep appreciation to the Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He does.